At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm feeding y'all this, okay, Steeler Nation family? I am giving you guys all this, why to be excited and why this is going to be, like, those two could go crazy. And Aaron's has some great receivers, don't get me wrong, but he hasn't had to do like this either. I'm watching them at practice, and it wasn't all perfect. They're still working through things, you know? And it may take a little while. It may take a couple of weeks to get going because they're still, you know, you got to get – they're probably not going to play in the preseason this week either.
Sure.
So it's going to take a few weeks potentially. I mean, you're going to see some flashes. You're going to see some great things, okay? So let me tell you this. When they get going,
really,
I'm telling you, it's going to be something special, okay?
Ben Roethlisberger, all gas, no brakes on Aaron Rodgers to DK Metcalf, and he thinks it can be special, much like his back and forth with Antonio Brown for a few years there before they became arch rivals and at each other's throats. They were as good as it gets. And Ben Roethlisberger saying the same thing on his footballing podcast. Rodgers and Metcalf will sit tomorrow. The weather in Charlotte doesn't look promising for the game. There are thunderstorms that might cause a delay in the game. Rain in the forecast. That is Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. When Ben talks, people listen, especially when it's about quarterback play, and they want to listen when he says encouraging things about Aaron Rodgers and seeing him up close, and it's great quarterback evaluating another all-time great quarterback, Mulsey. But when it comes to the Steelers and quarterbacks, Ben is a lot like us. Ben knows about as much as us since he's taken over his podcast. He gets excited. He works himself up. He starts to believe. And he, I think, probably out of emotion because he wants the team to win, although he did say about Kenny, he rooted for him to lose at first.
At first?
Yeah.
But, do you think enough time has passed and he's seen them struggle after his retirement enough that he's come back around then and you feel like he does have warm feelings towards the team?
I think
we theorize that if they had succeeded right after he retired, he would have been pissed.
I mean, I think he wants to grow his podcast and he wants to...
And he knows that positivity sells.
Yes,
it absolutely does.
Yes and no. I mean, he curries favor this time of year by saying these things. But if he does a podcast episode in season and like slams Mike Tomlin for a coaching decision... Something tells me that would do pretty good numbers, too.
Generally, but, just crapping on Mike Tomlin, whether things are good or bad, I think does well.
But knowing the audience right now, and most people want to have a positive attitude about the season, it's just, I've seen this from Ben before. In 2022, when there was the three Steelers quarterbacks fighting to take the job when he left, he endorsed Mitch Trubisky and said, "I believe in Mitch."
God, that's a tough one. That's a tough
one. He looked at Pickett, Rudolph, and Trubisky and said, "Mitch should be the guy."
Well, Rudolph would never have been considered for him. He would never have been like, "Yeah, Mason is definitely
Although
the guy."
Although Ben's doing a little 180 on Mason, just like
enough
me.
Enough time has passed, though. I think here's what he's done. He's actually triangulated around. People have now turned towards Mason's side, and they're now against Mike because they think Mike has given Mason a short shrift. So he is flowing with the crowd a little bit.
Ben on Pickett going into the 2023 season. "I have to admit, I was wrong about Kenny. He can be great. I think if they protect him, he's got a lot of potential."
Right now, the most potential he's got is to be Josh Johnson 2.0. He might end up playing for half the league.
And here's Ben on Russell Wilson at the end of last season.
Oh, boy.
"I think Russ played well. I think if you get another really good wide receiver or two in here, give him another weapon, I think you're going to see Russ's game take off, and he's going to do really, really well."
Wow, that might be the worst one. Jory Rans Taint says, "Positive attitude about this season. Pony clearly does not look at the YouTube chat." Thank you, Mr. Taint.
All I'm saying is that Ben gets caught up in it too, even when he's watching this, and he wants to believe that the next guy who gets a chance to follow him as Steelers franchise quarterback can do so. He did it with Mitch. He did it with Kenny. He did it with Russ. And now he's doing it with Rodgers. And it makes the most sense for him to do it with Rodgers because he's a peer of Rodgers. He lost a Super Bowl to the guy.
I think it's probably a little more authentic, I could surmise, with Rodgers, because we know Rodgers to be one of the maybe two, I would say, quarterbacks. I guess three. He probably considers Peyton Manning better than him. I would hope he does.
Did you see what Von Miller said about Peyton Manning today?
No.
Von Miller said Peyton Manning was better than Tom Brady, that Manning is actually the best quarterback of all time.
Respectfully, Von Miller, he's wrong.
That he reinvented the game. That the way quarterback is played
changed
with Manning. Okay,
that's fine. He reinvented it, and then Tom Brady perfected it.
I actually agree with that. I think that's actually very well said, Malzi.
Thank you. Anyway, back to Ben and Rodgers. I think that we know this about him. He asked for Brady's jersey very famously, so he respected just how great Brady had become.
Yep.
But I think Rodgers was the guy he probably saw most as a peer. We're both, you know, in different ways, because Rodgers isn't as big, but we're both blessed with just outrageous physical gifts for the position. And we both did some of our best work on an improvisational level. I think it's easier for him to put himself in Rodgers' shoes and imagine it being good and almost wanting it to be good because he sees Rodgers as a peer that way.
Donnie, how would you even define a special season for those two? Ben says Rodgers to Metcalf can be special, folks. Hold on to your butts. You're going to watch something special between those two. What would constitute special?
What would you say, like 15-plus touchdown connections there between the two?
If he throws DK Metcalf 15 or more touchdowns, they will probably win a playoff game at that point because they will have a very
well,
good
as long as they carry that into the the playoffs, yes.
Yeah, that's a good point. That would, I mean, has DK ever had more than, like, what? He had 13 one year, I thought, just off the top of my head. Didn't he have a crazy year early in his career?
12 is his high water mark.
That was in year three. Okay.
How many times in his career do you think Antonio Brown had 15 touchdown receptions in a season?
None.
Mr. Big Chest.
None, or, like, he had one crazy year with touchdowns.
2018, he led the league. And he didn't even play the last week of the season because he was so mad at Ben and so mad at the team for voting Juju, the team MVP, that he threw a ball, punted a ball at Ben, and then left the team.
It's pretty good that from that six-season run, he averaged 114 catches, 1,524 yards, and 11 touchdowns a season. That's a nice run.
If DK Metcalf has 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns, is that special?
No. 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns?
Yeah.
No.
I might have gone a little bit high with the 15 touchdowns. I mean, I feel like they have to at least have double-digit touchdown
connections. If DK has 1,300 yards and 10 touchdowns, is that special?
That's getting closer to
special. I'd say, yeah.
How many receivers do you think checked both of those boxes last year?
Well, I brought that up because that's what Russ did with Metcalf in 2020. 83 catches, 1,300 yards, 10 tutties. That was a Pro Bowl season for Metcalf. One of two he had in his career. 2 years ago, he had one too. 1,100 yards, 8 touchdowns. I wouldn't call that special. By the way, Ben also said that Aaron Rodgers has never worked with a receiver like Metcalf.
There's only one guy in the league who had more than 13 last year receiving, by the way. That was Chase. And who had 13 right on the nose? Does anybody want to hazard a guess?
Mike Evans?
Nope. Don, would you like to hazard a guess? Chase led the league with 17. He had a crazy year last year. 127.
Is it a tight end?
No, it's a wide receiver.
Jefferson?
Nope.
T. Higgins.
Scary Terry.
Oh, McLaurin. Yeah, that's right.
Chase had a ridiculous year. 127 catches, 1,708 yards, and 17 touchdowns. Yikes.
He had the triple crown.
I know, dude. It's just... I feel very validated that I never moved off my position that he was actually the best receiver in the league, because I think he validated that last year.
Do you know that's the topic for Judge Donnie today at 5:30?
Did you just decide to make that up?
No, I have it written down here.
Okay.
Will the Steelers be better than the Bengals this year?
Phew.
I know.
You know what? I'm on a bad run in the courtroom. I mean, I'm like an underfunded public defender. I'm taking a ton of losses. I think there's been corrupt judgeship here.
You're like Better Call Saul before he became Saul Goodman.
I have really struggled badly to break through.
What was his name originally, Don?
Jimmy McGill.
You're Jimmy McGill.
What matters most, Malzy, is that you feel like you're the real winner after every case, no matter what.
That's right. As long as in your heart you feel like you actually argued better, who cares if you lost?
I mean, I'm on a long run of feeling like I've out-argued the other side here.
All right, the Pirates take 2 out of 3 from the Blue Jays. They didn't do anything offensively today, but they got a huge pitching lift from Johan Oviedo, making his second start since Tommy John surgery with the Bucks. The big Pirates news is Bubba Chandler, promoted from AAA to the big leagues, even though he's been awful lately down there.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He's hit a lot of home runs in a short period of time. A swing fly ball. That's not going to make the mark. Out to center. Sawinski underneath it. He's got it. And the Pirates win the series, winning the finale 2-1.
First Pirates series win over the Blue Jays since 2014. They take 2 out of 3 from a first-place team. Really punchless all series long, capitalized on Blue Jays' errors in Game 1. Did virtually nothing last night, and today they got great pitching. George Springer started the game with a homer for Toronto, and that was it. Johan Oviedo shut them down for 5 innings. Bullpen did the rest. Santana gets the save. Tommy Pham driving in both Pirates runs in the bottom of the first. And the Buccos went on to win 2-1. This segment's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Get started today with your 20-pound summer slim down at awaken180weightloss.com. The fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst, former big league pitcher Matt Clement. And by the way, you can listen today on Wednesdays at noon to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Go to 93.7thefan.com to learn more. Matt, did you collect your cards? Do you still have Matt Clement baseball cards somewhere in your house?
Yeah, when I was playing, they used to Topps and the other companies, Fleer and Donruss, which aren't really in existence anymore. They're just a name behind them, I think, with the Fanatics taking over and everything else. But they used to send them to us in spring training, and different people would give them to me. I have quite a few laying around the house, and amazing as it sounds, still actually get some sent to me to get signed, which. I don't know how my autograph is worth anything at this point in life, but it's kind of flattering still to have somebody that wants your autograph.
Which company did you think made the best cards? Like the coolest looking action shots, the best looking card?
Well, I mean, I was a card collector as a kid, and Topps was obviously, you know, I'm a little more old school with my card selection because I collected Topps as a kid the whole way.
What was your
through.
Most prized card, by the way, as a kid that you had?
Well, I can't go to the baseball side. I have the Michael Jordan rookie, the Fleer rookie that we got at the old TNT collectibles in Monroeville. I was a big basketball guy, and
nice
happened to be in there the day those came out, and my parents bought them for me and bought me some more of them for my stocking that year for Christmas. So I had and still have that card.
Matt, let's go through the Pirates in this Bubba Chandler call up. Which I think is even bigger than what happened with this game today. So he struggled in AAA. His ERA has ballooned over 4. He's walking a lot of guys. And the Pirates decided now was the time to promote him. The interesting thing about this decision is that he's not going to do what he's done in the minor leagues. He's going to pitch in relief. He's going to be a bulk guy in the bullpen, they're saying, instead of a starter. A, your thoughts on calling up a guy when he's struggling, and B, calling up a guy to do a role different from what he did in the minor leagues?
Well, let's start with A, because I think this one hits close to home for me. Once upon a time, when I was the Padres' number one prospect, I finished probably my best season in Double A. I went Single A to Double A that year, started the Single A All-Star game, finished in Double A. By far the best season I had, but more importantly, it was the best I was throwing. Probably, I would even say, even into my big league career, my slider was good. Everything was good. I was confident. And year ended. Padres didn't call me up that year. And I've always wondered in the back of my mind if it would have made a difference if they would have called me up at the end of that year. And I look at Chandler, right? Last year, AAA, 4-0 with a 183 ERA, mm-hmm. 39 innings, 54 Ks, only 15 walks, which is a tad up, but not what it is now. And there's window number one that I just wonder if the Chandler call up then would have meant something different. Because what happened to me the next year, I go to AAA, and this is so eerily similar to me as I was kind of researching this and looking at it. I go to AAA, I start off the first couple months really well. That happened to be, and the big difference between Chandler and me right now is that happened to be a World Series team for the Padres in 98. Mm-hmm. This is the Pirates team that's in last place.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of May, he ended May with, you know, a 2.03 ERA, 48 innings, 69 punch outs, only 18 walks. And I, what happened to me, and I'm not saying this happened to Chandler, but what happened to me is you get to that point, okay, I understand, I'm not going to start, you have the arbitration years, you're trying to eat all that stuff, that whole bit, right? You understand that's going on. I've never been somebody to criticize clubs for not doing that. You know, why not get that extra year, especially if you're a small market, by waiting like they did with Skeens even last year. I Chris Bryant, all those people over the years, I've never questioned that. But, you know, in that time frame, you had a perfect opportunity to bring them up. But what happened to me was I started watching this carousel of people going up and down and up and down and thinking to myself, I'm the top prospect. And people that know I'm the least person to talk like this or think like this. But, my rest of my minor league career, the big leagues were something I wanted to get to. This is the first time I felt like I should have been there in my whole career. And what started happening was I struggled those last 4 months of the season in the minor leagues. And was it a coincidence? Maybe. But it was always on my mind who was going up. Well, this guy's going up and I'm not at the time, or whatever the case may be. And both organizations probably had different reasons. They were probably trying to protect me. It was a pennant race, whatever the case may be. At the time, they had a major veteran team. But I go back to, you know, there's times when you can call somebody up, and this kind of leads into question B you had for me. There's times when you could call somebody up, and I still think my career gets off to a way different start. I had a great career. I'm so thankful for it, so blessed. But I get off to a different start with my slider being at peak performance, or maybe Chandler is starting coming into September right now. If he falls, you know, that's what a decision to relieve, I guess, is.
Yeah.
If he gets that chance, I think the Pirates, not on purpose, they probably have great reasons behind it, honestly. But if he gets that chance when he's humming along, is it a different scenario they put him in when they bring him up?
Well, I mean, what if you take it in a vacuum, and I know you can't because that was an expansive and interesting perspective on it, Matt. But it, in a vacuum, can you sort of hypothesize pitcher, you know, one pitcher telling a bunch of guys who never pitched past Little League what would be maybe some advantages for a guy who's used to starting being a long relief man in the bigs? I mean, is it mental? Is it less pressure because you might be coming into games where you're already way down? Give us, if you were playing devil's advocate, why you think this could be a good decision to let him be a long reliever and not a starter right off the jump.
Well, it's going to give him, I think it's less pressure, but there's going to be pressure. You're getting to do what you dreamed of doing, right? Mm-hmm. But he's had a lot of pressure on him since he's become, you know, now he's a top pitching prospect in all of baseball. So he's had some pressure on him, but there's going to be pressure. It's going to put, I guess it gives him a little bit of a cushion, a little bit of a, you know, it allows, you know, things go wrong, they can get him out of there. Where things go wrong in a start and they're pulling him out in the first inning or the second inning, it turns into a major negative. So from that perspective, you know, for me, my first career and fourth career appearances that year I got called up in 98 were out of the pen. And those are the only two times I ever pitched out of the pen. So I'm probably the worst person to ask about that. I did not want to pitch out of the pen ever. Mm-hmm. All I did was start. So from my perspective, I was probably
how jarring
a little bit
is
more.
It, Matt, for a guy that's only started to actually have to do that, do you think? Like how much of an adjustment is that going to be for him?
I think it'll be a minor adjustment. You know, probably things, you know, I don't know what he did in high school. Obviously, I'm sure he started, but was he, you know, if he's as dominant as he is right now, right? I'm sure he closed some games in high school and did some different things in between to win games for his teams.
He was a huge
ball.
Football player in high school. He could have gone to Clemson and been a quarterback.
I think
Matt.
In high school, they just rolled the ball out and said, Bubba, just do cool stuff out there.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's an adjustment. It's going to be an adjustment. I mean, it really is because, you know, I remember my first time up in the pen when I was sitting in the bullpen and I knew I wasn't going in. It was Trevor Hoffman, you know, definitely one run game and that going into the ninth inning. He was the one getting the call to come in. And I'd be sitting down there nervous as heck that they were calling for me, even though I knew it wasn't him because it's just something I wasn't used to and really didn't know how to handle. Now, again, I think that this is a good – I actually don't think it's a bad move by the Pirates. I wish he was starting, and I looked at the innings to see if there's an innings reason behind it, right? He has 100 innings. He threw 119 innings last year. That 119 had to be kind of on par with what they wanted him to do. So they could give him three starts right now.
Yeah.
And I guess if you want to say from a club's perspective, they give them those three starts, they probably pack the stadium those 3 days, so they aren't doing the selfish thing, I guess, that way by getting the ticket counter that way. But at the same time, it'll be an adjustment. It was one that I always probably made more of than need to be. I mean, this dude, you don't become the number one prospect in baseball with having some moxie and some idea and some feel to what you're doing. And maybe, if you look at it from the positive side of things, because it's kind of, we've talked about what the negatives could be, you know, maybe he goes out there, he punches out the side, and that changes what kind of the second half of the season, not going like Bubba Chandler usually throws, into a positive. And, you know, let's be honest. I mean, he has a 4.05 ERA, he has less hits than innings pitched. He has has more strikeouts than innings. It's not like it's been a complete disaster of a year for him. It's just probably, I really feel like he's been sitting there all year saying, when am I getting called up?
Yeah.
When am I getting called up? Especially, you know, it wasn't, you know, the one thing I always could look at that year was, well, they're in first place. They don't need me. If I wanted to look at it from a realistic standpoint, but, you know, after the arbitration thing was gone, okay, that's out of the way. They aren't winning. We traded Falter, you know, we're limiting schemes. We put the all-star break. These are all perfect times to bring him up.
Matt Clement, our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst. Matt, awesome stuff. Let's talk again next week. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You bet.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Time for our weekly chat with a very plugged-in man, one of the best NFL writers, insiders in the land, Mike Florio, brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich & Geist. Also brought to you by our friends at JP Roofing & Siding, your hometown roofing expert. As we begin this conversation, the Steelers are currently boarding a plane to leave for Charlotte to play in the preseason finale against Carolina tomorrow. And Aaron Rodgers spotted wearing a shirt that says, "Scared money don't make money," which is ironic because scared money is probably a big reason why he's not playing tomorrow in Charlotte, which is he doesn't want to risk an injury at 41 years old in a game that doesn't mean anything.
Isn't that one of Mike Tomlin's wife's, Kia Tomlin's shirts? Because I think it says like Coach T on the bottom of the shirt. Maybe that's
the Coach T clothing line. What if I just started wearing all of these Tomlinism shirts?
I know that you had been like abducted by aliens and you were a body double. What if that's just on Roger's part, a solid to Mike T? I'll wear a shirt from your wife's clothing line. You're not playing me in the game, so this is perfect. Like, it's a little tit for tat.
Mike, this is the first time since Tomlin became coach that his starting quarterback isn't playing in the preseason. What's your reaction to it?
Well, you know, we talked about this today on PFT Live. I think this is just part of the deal that was done on that Friday in March when Tomlin and the rest of the staff visited with Rodgers when he showed up on the second full day of the NCAA tournament, screwed up everybody's ability to watch basketball all day, and hung around for 6 hours. My guess is that Rodgers told them these are the things he needs. Number one, I'm not going to sign until after the voluntary portion of the offseason program, so no one is criticizing me for being on the team but not being present for everything but mandatory minicamp. And second, I don't want to play in the preseason. And look, this is, and who knows whether it was articulated that way, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was. This is what Aaron Rodgers wants. And when I saw the quote from Mike Tomlin a week and a half ago where he said, well, you know, you have to be sensitive to what your players need, yada, yada. Like, I mean, Tomlin's running the show, not Rodgers. But I think they're okay with it because this is what Rodgers wants. And if I'm Rodgers, I don't want to go into MetLife Stadium cold week one in a new uniform, playing in a game for the first time in a hostile environment where I just played. Can you imagine the signs that are going to be there? Can you imagine what the fans are going to be saying to him? It's one less thing to worry about if you've already played in a game with the Steelers. I think there's benefit to going through the motions, even if you only play one series of the preseason.
How much do you think Mike Tomlin's going to be running the show when it comes to their offense in the regular season? We know he put the cuffs a little bit on Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, especially working the middle of the field. Who wins that battle when it comes to this is how Aaron Rodgers wants to play quarterback versus this is how Mike Tomlin wants his quarterbacks to play?
I think this is another one of those things. It was determined on that Friday in March. If you want Aaron Rodgers, you have to sign off for the full Aaron Rodgers experience. That means no off-season workouts except for a quick appearance at mandatory minicamp, no preseason. And Aaron Rodgers does whatever he wants to do, and he can change the plays whenever he feels like it. He can hold the ball as long as he wants. He's Aaron Rodgers, and he's better than any other option you have, and he's the ticket to winning a playoff game for the first time since the 2016 season. I just think that that's the deal that was done expressly or implicitly. When you sit down to do business with Aaron Rodgers, this is part of what you're accepting.
Mike, the Cam Hayward thing yesterday, much like when he originally started his hold-in, caught everybody by surprise, he was out in pads. Mike Tomlin afterwards said, yeah, he was out there for all of practice, individual work and teamwork too. But then ESPN's Brooke Pryor reported, hey, there's no progress on a contract. Things are status quo. What do you make of Cam Hayward being the first one who issues an olive branch and this continued stalemate to get a new renegotiated deal?
The flaw with a hold-in, when it's a true hold-in, when the player is saying, I'm not practicing because of my... At some point, it's time to go to work. You're under contract. You're with the team. At some point, you got to get ready for week one. And one of the problems that could happen is if you wait too long to jump into practice, you're not ready week one, you get yourself injured. So I think it was smart for Cam Hayward to figure out, when do I need to be back in order to be ready to go week one? I tried it. They're not going to give it to me. Maybe they'll give something to me, do something with the contract, do something by one of the rules. No contract once the regular season starts. So I think that practical reality of a hold-in, with or without a new deal, at some point you got to get your helmet and get to work.
Mike, what's the latest you're hearing on what seems to be a worsening situation between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin?
Well, at some point they're going to put a number on the table and he's going to have to decide whether or not to take it. They want him to practice. They want him to be ready for the season. He is kind of citing an injury like Micah Parsons, so I don't know whether he would actually take this into the season. That's the next step if you are citing an injury. If your hold-in is, I'm injured or air quotes injured, would you truly sit out regular season games and not play football? Who knows what he'll do, but I've heard nothing to suggest anybody's going to trade for him. And really, when you think about the hold-ins that are out there that maybe could be traded, is Terry McLaurin the guy that's going to put somebody over the top? I could see Micah Parsons being that guy. I could even see Trey Hendrickson being that guy. I don't see Terry McLaurin being the guy that somebody trades for, and all of a sudden, a team that wasn't a Super Bowl team is a Super Bowl team.
How about the Hendrickson thing, then? Do you think he starts the season in Cincinnati, or does something get done with another team on that front, Mike?
Well, you know, some of the reporting that came out on Monday's season game suggests to me, and especially what Joe Burrow, the quarterback of the team, said after the game, that, you know, how we do business is it's usually where I could see the Bengals trying to make a move to get this done. They agree on the term of the deal. They agree on the value of the deal. They don't agree on the guarantees. And the Bengals could try to make some sort of a move before week one to get this done. Burrow seems to think that's what's going to happen. And it sure sounds like, even though they're listening to trade offers, it sounds like that's not going to happen. You know, the Bengals are stubborn, and I think so much of what the Bengals do when it comes to players is about power and control. And I think they'd really have to get more than they expect for Hendrickson in order to trade him, because I think they love sending the message to players that we're in charge. And I think that, you know, cheapness aside, because they are cheap, I think at the root of these disputes they have with players is the idea that we run the show and you don't.
Mike, this is a complete departure, but every so often I like throwing you a curveball. How many more years will preseason games even exist in the NFL, in your opinion?
Until the regular season goes to 20.
Which is going to be when? Games.
Well, I don't know when the regular season will go to 20. It's going to go to 18 in the next 5 years, and then there'll be talk about moving it to 19. It's the next logical extension of the idea that the preseason isn't real football. And that's what the commissioner says. Hell, that's what Aaron Rodgers says. So every time they move that needle, you know, when I was a kid, it was 15-6, then it's 16-4. Now it's 17-3, 18-2, 19-1, 20-0. So I think it'll happen. I'd put the over-under at, let's say, 15 years.
Do you see the NFL doing what Major League Baseball is doing, and that's expanding again? They're trying to get to 32 teams. Could you see the NFL getting bigger? They haven't since the Texans, Mike.
At some point, you got to increase the inventory. More games means more options for the standalone contests every week, Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. I'm still surprised they aren't doing Tuesdays and Wednesday nights on a regular basis. I think it's inevitable that they'll move from 32 up. And I think 40 is the ultimate limit. I don't think I'll live long enough to see it. Maybe you guys will. But I think it's going to be 40 teams playing 20 games. That's going to happen at some point. And I think that point they'll be satisfied and they'll say enough's enough.
Do you think the next wave of new teams play in North America?
I was just going to ask the same question, Mike.
I know that the union, and I know the union denied this when we reported it, but I know that the union's former director, who's been washed out in contract, at least at some level, braced what would happen if the NFL wants to put teams in Europe as a division. And I think it's far more likely, if that ever happens, they're expansion teams and not relocated teams. And then the question becomes the conferences, how do you structure the divisions? And do you have four teams in a division out of the world? Whether it's Australia or China, be four teams in Europe and four teams elsewhere in the world.
All right, Mike. Donnie, let's put him on hold here and just call it a day. I think Mike is driving around probably wild and wonderful West Virginia.
We got to get him one of those car phones like Sean Penn had in Reservoir Dogs or something. One of the ones that's just in the console and it's like a functioning landline.
And as someone that has driven through some of those, what do they call them, hollers?
Yes,
they do. What the heck is a holler?
I don't know. I used to love the show Justified, but I think a holler is just like a little like community down in like in the valley between two mountaintops.
Oh, he's back? Do we hear him better now?
Hey.
Yes, Mike.
I need to defend the honor of West Virginia.
By all
means. I'm in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
I'm in Pittsburgh with crappy cell service. Don't you talk about West Virginia.
Well, what the heck, Mike? You should have told us in advance. You could have been sitting in studio with us right
now.
We would have had no issue with this.
I got to go to the airport. I'm flying to the Steelers game in Carolina. I'm not actually. I got to see for a day.
Oh, all right. We get it. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk next week.
See you guys.
There you go, Mike.
Defending the honor of why.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.